Welcome to the Become Limitless Podcast, Season 4. Hello and welcome back to the Become Limitless Podcast. This week's episode we're going to talk about sunlight exposure and the different things that can happen and the importance of sunlight exposure in our lives, in our bodies, and how we can utilize sunlight exposure, the protocols that I'm going to go over, where you can find more information on sunlight exposure, and where you can get obviously more information to, obviously more information is more power, and that'll allow you to really become limitless. So we're going to talk about how every cell in our body runs on a clock. I'm going to talk about some protocols you can adjust into your lifestyle. I've already talked about those types of things already on the morning routine 3.0 and how I'd get sunlight exposure during my morning routine. That gives you a bit of a insight into what this meant, what sunlight exposure I'm talking about. Different types of day sunlight exposure, the different types of light you can use, sunlight like ultraviolet lights, red lights, that kind of thing. What's actually the best for you to use? And then we're going to go into just the basics of a protocol we want to follow. How much effort we want to go into to utilize to find what kind of gains we're going to get out of this. So that's just what's going to happen on this episode, but we're going to talk about it on this episode. So let's start off with just the biology around the human body and how we evolved around the sun and this 24 hours, close to 24 hour cycle that the earth goes in with the sun. So every cell in our body has a 24 hour clock, and from an evolutionary standpoint we need to obey these circadian rhythms, and that's what we talked about, the circadian time inside us, which runs in that 24-hour clock, which regulates our hormones, which regulates absolutely everything in our system, and how we function from there allows us to either function well or obviously to function suboptimally. And we want to be obviously functioning optimally by allowing us to understand this, that every cell, and I mean every cell in our body, has that 24-hour clock, so it works on that night and day, and all the cues that it gets from outside in the environment allow it to run that clock. So the main way for our liver, gut, body, you name it, every part of our cells, intestinal walls, our eyes, our skin, everything, to know what time of day it is by the rising and setting of the sun. Our brain then takes those photons that we get from the sunlight and interprets that information as, okay, that's what this is what this is. It's getting from dark, it's getting brighter and brighter and brighter. It must be morning time. So let's start that cycle of things to happen. And of course, all this is non-conscious. It's subconscious to you. It's in a perception. We don't have any control over it. That's what that means. The light hitting our eyes, our skin, is telling our body subconsciously. We don't have to control any of this. That's all in the subconscious running this program. That when I get this light at this time, and it's very interesting because there's different wavelengths of light at different times of the day. So it's really crazy that our body can pick up on all this information and then relay that into something that we can use for the actual day ahead and start kickstarting our body into certain routines, certain hormonal routines and regulations in regards to like the circadian rhythm, circadian principles that we have. And this allows our body to function during the day and night cycle, the 24-hour cycle. Now there's some neurons in our eye that are activated due to the sunlight. So the particular wavelengths of light that are created by what's called a low solar angle, as I was talking about before. So when the sun is low, either setting or rising. So there's different wavelengths of light there. And these cells, these neurons in your eyes, which are brain cells, relay that, give that information, activate these cells, and then they send information to the neurons that regulate all the timing in your whole body. So you get to think about how important this is, that your body won't be able to work out that timing if it doesn't get that sunlight in the mornings. It won't start that clock. It doesn't know when to start that clock. It's just guessing. This is all, again, subconscious. So it's really important that morning exposure to sunlight will start to regulate all the timing, and the whole bunch of different chemicals will start to happen. So all the timing of all the cellular processes that happen in your body will start when that sunlight hits from that morning. Okay, so that's why it's very important to get out there and get some sunlight on your eyes, get some sunlight on your skin, and start that process. Set that clock, set that circadian rhythm to really start to kickstart again, to push you into a very, very focused, energized state. And we're going to go into what chemicals in particular actually happen and get activated when this happens, when you go to the sunlight in the mornings. But the most important part right now for you to know is that when you do it, it starts to set this timer off. It starts the circadian rhythm into motion, and to start the day. Start your day focused, and then moving into sleep as well. It's really important to push into that sleep as well. And then it sets you for your sleep, and then again, it starts in the morning again when we wake back up. So, the best time to do it is to try and view sunlight within the first 15 to 30 minutes, ideally after you wake up. Or when we can do it is just outside, like an hour, within an hour. And it depends on what time you wake up, it's all that kind of things. But I know for a fact that sometimes I get up way earlier than the sun gets up. So it's going to be up 2 hours after I get up, or it might be an hour before I get up. So when that sun comes up, that's when I want to get that sunlight exposure. And when it comes to my morning routine, that's when I'll do that morning routine, when I get the sunlight on my eyes, low light, that low solar angle, sorry, let me spit it out, I'll get it out eventually, that low solar angle on the eyes. So you don't want to be looking directly into the sun, that it hurts. That's why it's important in the early mornings that we do this, because it's not going to hurt your eyes as much, okay, or if it hurts at all. So if it starts to hurt, don't look anymore. But we don't want to even stare at the sunlight, we just want to be in the outside, okay? You just want to be having that sun, that light, just hit your eyes, okay? So you just want to be sitting out there in the outside, no windows. It will work through windows, but you want to be outside and just let that light hit your eyes, okay? Again, I'll say it again, you can look at the sun as long as you don't, it doesn't hurt your eyes. That's when it starts to become damaging, and you'll know. Don't keep staring if it's hurting or anything like that, if you want to do that. I don't do it personally. I'll just sit out there and let the sunlight hit my eyes from any angle, but it won't be from inside. I'll be outside getting that sunlight, which is really, really important to set that circadian rhythm, as we've been talking about. Now, the chemical. This is going to be pretty crazy, but it's cortisol. Cortisol is released. A pulse of cortisol is released when this is done, okay? Now, I know I say all the time, cortisol, cortisol is bad. It suppresses things, suppresses the immune system sometimes. Blah, blah, blah. This is a long-term effect of cortisol. So this is what we're talking about when we get into a stressed state, that fight or flight state for days, weeks, months, where we just don't let our body get back into homeostasis. That's when it becomes a problem. That's when cortisol is a problem. Everything in short, managed, normal durations, like you're supposed to have in your body, and worked out normally. So again, for sunlight, the cortisol exposure, rise, a pulse of cortisol comes through the body to increase your alertness, to increase your focus, and to start the day, to get you going and getting ready for the day. What that also does is when that sunlight hits your eyes, the cortisol pulse spikes, it sets us a 16-hour timer whenever that happens. And this 16-hour timer starts ticking away all throughout the day, regardless what you do. And after that, it runs out, that timer runs out, melatonin, the sleeping chemical, starts to increase. So you can see how this is really setting you up for sleep. When you wake up and you get when you get that first morning sunlight, that's when you start to set that 16-hour window, which allows you to get that melatonin to start to kick in. So if you delay that, you might not get that melatonin starting to rise when you want to go to sleep at night. So getting that first lot of morning light, that low solar angle light, first thing in the morning when that comes up, start that 16-hour clock, so it allows you to go to sleep at a proper time as well. Then you've got evening viewing of light, which helps the body, again, track that light. It can start to understand what's going on. Okay, that's low angle light. It's starting to get darker, which it'll understand all that. And then it'll start to assist you going into that nighttime routine, plus the 16-hour timer It's just reinforcing all those good things that your body chemically knows that, okay, start to wind down now, it's start to, all the mechanisms that we just talked about, start to slow everything down, the melatonin starts to rise and assist. So it's really important. The most important is that morning light exposure, and then you can go evening if you want to, and even during the middle of the day, again, just a check out there, just to stand out there for a second, let the light hit your body, let the light hit your eyes, and you can go, okay, the sun going, you know what, it's a different wavelength, your body's picking up all this information, there's different wavelengths when the sun's right above you for midday. And okay, just checking along, just keeping track, your body's like, okay, this is where the time of day is, this is what is happening, this is where we're at, yep, we're going well, and it keeps the body in motion, keeps the body in function, functioning optimally, okay, that's what we're doing here. So again, I'll say, reiterate it, the most important time to get the sunlight on those eyes, on the skin, is in the morning, at that very first, that low solar angle, they call it, so just as the sun's coming up. So what about other types of light, red lights, solar, red lights, fluorescence, blue light, all that kind of thing. Can we use those to do the same thing? So can we use that as a hack to activate these, this clock, that 16-hour clock, the cortisol pulse, the all the mechanisms to reset the time, to start the timer for all your cells in your body? And the answer is no, you can't. In the morning, you need that really, really bright light that comes up, the sun comes up, that low solar light, I keep saying it now. When the sun comes up, all the photons coming from the sun, it just can't be beat. It's going to be the best way to set that timer, to set that cortisol spike, to set the timings inside every cell in your body to allow the body to know. It's the best way to do it because you're getting full exposure to the skin as well. Eyes, you're going to win there. So now, we're also going to go conversely because we're talking about light right now. And we're talking about exposure to light between 11 and 4. Okay, so 11 p.m. at night to 4 a.m. in the morning. Any color that's too bright. So this, you know how we go on blue lights, rah, rah, it's bad, rah, 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 all that fluff, you want to go away from blue light. Any light that's too bright between the hours of 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. at night can activate pro-depressive circuits. So what happens, let me explain that, is it says signals to suppress dopamine, levels of dopamine, the dopamine centers in your body, sends signals to say just suppress the dopamine when you get exposed to light at these times. There's been multiple studies shown that light at night leads to depressive symptoms, lower mood, and it also hinders your ability to learn and to retain memories or retain information in the following days that you have that happen. So when I go when I talked about like the best sleeping arrangements is you want to be in the darkest room possible with little light. That was to assist you to sleep better. It wasn't even to have to do anything to do with this whole a pro-depressive circuit that happens where it reduces the amount of dopamine and you just don't feel good and you can't like recall things, your memory is shocking and you won't learn as good if you're exposed to just light. So you're right to go to the bathroom, turn the light on, do your business and then go back to bed. That's not a problem. But what is very important is that you don't have lights on. You don't have very bright lights on. You're not watching Netflix. You haven't got your phone sitting in front of you for like 30, 40 minutes at that time of the day. You haven't got a night light that's too bright. And if you do have to have a light on in the room, make sure it's at a low angle. So right down low on your bedroom floor so that it's just shining up. It's not overhead light. Overhead light will activate those circuits more. You want to have it down low so that you just got the light to do whatever you need it for. But the best way, the best practice is to have no light whatsoever. So for myself, having a little baby, we need to have light. My partner has to have light to be able to breastfeed, so Kim needs that light on so she can see what's going on. So we've put the light down as low as possible so it doesn't affect her sleep. On my side of the bed, I get a lot of that light, so I've got an eye mask. There's lots of different little things you can do to reduce that that light if you need to. So the eye mask just blocks out all the light completely, so therefore I can stay away from having that issue. This effect that can happen with the exposure to light during the night, it's a slow effect, so you're not going to notice it straight away, but you will notice it eventually. It will be profound eventually. So don't think, oh, I can do this, it's not worrying me. It does happen, okay? So it will happen, and make sure you really, 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 really help yourself by getting as dark a room as possible. Now, if you're having trouble sleeping, then this protocol will help. If you have trouble with your guts, this protocol will help. If you have trouble with any of your functions in your body, this protocol will help. Okay, so by being able to do all those things, you'll be able to regulate your body better. Your intestines, your gut will work properly. You'll have let's just go into the gut. You create so much. You won't create so much bile in there to break down food at nights, will you? So that's another timing thing. And when you wake up, get that light on your eyes, your body knows to start creating more bile, more of stomach acid to break down foods that it's going to be consuming throughout the day. Again, that's another really important thing that allows you to function at your optimal level. So in conclusion, let's look at light. Very important to regulate your body, regulate your cells, regulate the time, keep time. Light exposure in the eyes, on the skin, is very important. So we want to start to prioritize getting light in that early morning, that low solar angle light. The time of day that we have that light again is really important. So during the morning or evening, even during the middle of the day, we want to have that light exposure just to keep the body able to keep track of that time and keep time for its cells. And then light between the times of 11 and 4 is really detrimental. We want to avoid all light at all costs at those times as much as we possibly can. The basics of this principle protocol is get that light in ideally between 15 and 30 minutes after waking up, all the way up to an hour. If again it's outside that, still get that light. If you wake up really early like I do sometimes, you might be outside that hour window, but still get that light, that low solar angle light, that early morning sun on the eyes and on the skin to set that timer, that 16 hour timer. And then if you can, same thing, 15 minutes, 30 minutes of exposure in the afternoon, just enjoying that sun going down. And enjoy it. There's a reason why it's beautiful. Go out there and enjoy it. So again, the summary for this, it's not much effort to achieve this, not much effort to really implement this protocol into your day. Just go outside, enjoy your morning coffee if you need to. With this sunlight, you should be able to implement that, get the cortisol spike, increased focus, and all those things, and you should need a coffee straight away in the mornings if you do that. It should be your coffee in the morning, is that sunlight exposure. If you want to have your coffee later on, make it 2 hours after you wake up. Let the body do what it's got to do. Don't artificially prep it up on caffeine. Set your body up for the right start, and then have your coffee. You can have it later on in the morning. So try and put in that morning routine, just like I did talked about in the morning routine 3.0. Again, to help elevate your focus and your energy and get you started for the day. Just a little bit of light, that's all it takes. That's it for this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I know I did by researching this, being able to implement these kind of things in my daily life, getting that light into your eyes and make a real big difference. You might not feel it straight away, but it is happening, it's there, it's creating that timer effect for that 16 hours, allowing you to sleep better at night as well. So really trying to implement this as best as you possibly can. Again, thank you very much for listening.
If you like the episode, make sure you share it with all your friends and family, and make sure you get on that Facebook page and give that a like and follow it. Also get on our Instagram and follow along there too, so you can keep up to date with what's happening in the Become Limitless community. Until next time, stay limitless.